USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has released a video marking a grim U.S. milestone.
There are moments in our history so grim, so heartrending, that they're further fixed in each of our hearts, a shared grief. Today is one of those moments. 100,000 lives have now been lost to this virus here in the United States alone.
He blamed a portion of the deaths on the Trump administration, saying the president should have enacted social distancing much sooner.
According to a study done by Columbia University, if the administration had acted just 1 week earlier to implement social distancing and do what it had to do, just 1 week sooner, as many as 36,000 of these deaths might have been averted.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
In Minnesota, protests are continuing. People are calling for justice after the death of George Floyd. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey is now calling for the officer who was holding him down with his knee to be criminally charged.
Why is the man who killed George Floyd not in jail? If you had done it, or I had done it, we would be behind bars right now.
Frey went on to say that Floyd's family and the black community as a whole deserve justice. A new warning says employers should not rely on results from antibody tests when determining whether people should return to work. That's according to new guidelines that have been issued by the Centers for Disease Control. Antibody tests determine if someone has had a coronavirus in the past, but the CDC has expressed concerns on the accuracy of tests, even if the results show the person has virus antibodies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
After leaving their official royal duties behind, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle remain in the media spotlight. Here's the latest from USA's Chris Barnes.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are reportedly very concerned about their family's safety after drones made repeated flights over the Hollywood Hills home they've been renting in recent weeks. The couple telling police some flyovers have been as low as 20 feet above the property in efforts to get photos of them and their young son, Archie. The Daily Beast cites a source who says Meghan and Harry have been putting up with unimaginable levels of press intrusion at the home where they're temporarily residing. Reports are they're renting it from producer Tyler Perry. They've reported at least 5 drone flyovers to police, most recently this past Monday.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he's officially notified Congress that Hong Kong is, in effect, no longer autonomous from mainland China. Pompeo is required under a law granting Hong Kong special trading status to certify that it retains a degree of freedom and independence from China under the One Nation, Two Systems arrangements. It's been in effect since 1997, when Britain placed its former colony under Chinese rule. But after the Chinese Communist Party last week proposed a far-reaching new security law targeting pro-democracy protesters and foreign influences in Hong Kong, Pompeo told Congress he could no longer certify the city's autonomy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.